It's midday at Joy Caudill's home near Carbondale. The 86-year-old pulls out a hand-drawn map and spreads it over the kitchen table.
This was the original core area, which when they passed the Wilderness Act, they said, okay, this is wilderness. And but they said, you know, there are all kinds of areas around it that are roadless, and it's up to you to check them out and make recommendations.
Caudill, along with Dottie Fox and Connie Harvey, were excited when President Lyndon B. Johnson signed into law the Wilderness Act on September 3, 1964. Right away, more than 70,000 acres in the Maroon Bells snowmass area were protected, but the women knew more land was worth preserving, so they started the Aspen Wilderness Workshop.
So we had crews that we'd go out and, you know, tromp around and see what was out there. It was really fun.
Long before Caudill advocated for wilderness, she played in it. As a child, she and her family would spend summers in Aspen, hiking, horseback riding, and fishing.
We hiked a lot of up in, you know, Buttermilk area and all those hills, no ski area then. And so I just knew the area.
One day, on a hike to Cathedral Lake, a loud noise cut through the still mountain air.
And there was someone, actually I knew, who was on a tote goat. And tote goats were motorized scooters that made a horrendous noise. And that's my first memory of thinking that, you know, something should be done.
Are you going to be warm enough and everything?
Oh, yeah. I think so. We're not going to go on a 10-mile hike, right?
No.
A short drive from Carbondale is Connie Harvey's home on the banks of Castle Creek.
We've had even occasional elk, and we do have deer here, and we have lots of bird life.
Harvey raised six kids on this land, not far from the Maroon Bells Snowmass Wilderness. Back then, she was also advocating for protection as one of the three Maroon Bells, a title she laughs at.
Well, that's rather funny, I think. We never called ourselves that until we decided to participate in the 4th of July parade, and somehow that name was attached to us and it stuck.
The three women became fast friends.
Joy was my neighbor right down here on our home property, just across the river.
Dottie Fox, who died in 2006, joined the Aspen Wilderness Workshop shortly after it launched. She brought her understanding of political organizing as well as her love of the environment. The women, along with several other local supporters and volunteers, marked up maps, hiked miles of trails, came up with recommendations, and even went to Washington.
You lobby everybody, and especially your congressman. This is as true today as it was then. You have to have both senators and your local congressman supporting a wilderness bill for your district, or it just won't happen.
There was pushback from Congress and from the timber industry and hunters, says Joy Caudill.
There was a lot of propaganda against it, like we're going to be locked out of all this land. And they weren't locked out. They just couldn't bring their four-wheelers.
After nearly two decades of work, the additional acreage finally became wilderness.
So it actually was the sort of thing that was an overnight success 20 years later.
More than 180,000 acres received protection, including Mount Sopris and American and Cathedral Lakes. Now the Maroon Bells Snowmass Wilderness is the fourth largest such area in the state. But there are still places in western Colorado that younger generations believe need protection. Sloan Shoemaker has been fighting for wilderness in areas around the White River National Forest since the late 1990s.
In the wilderness movement, it's always been known that we need to be patient and persistent and persevere.
Shoemaker is the current director of what's now called the Wilderness Workshop. Since its inception in the 1960s, he says things have changed. Instead of battling logging and hard rock mining, wilderness supporters deal with natural gas drilling, population growth, and a gridlocked Congress.
There's been less wilderness moved of late, so certainly in the last decade or decade and a half or two decades, because of the challenges inherent in making wilderness, but also because of our political divisions.
Wilderness advocate Connie Harvey says she supports the efforts of the organization she helped start. Across the country, she'd like to see more land protected.
I'd like to see some other wilderness places. They're working on a lot of places that should be wilderness and aren't yet.
Harvey may no longer hike trails or lobby Congress directly, but she continues to write letters to her elected representatives appealing for more wilderness. Marcy Grevenin, Aspen Public Radio News.